Chinese fighter jets cross Taiwan Strait for the second time in the week. By Elaine Malin on June 11, 2023. 10 Chinese fighter jets cross the median line of the Taiwan Strait, which serves as an official barrier between Chinese and Taiwanese forces, for the second time in less than a week. Taiwanese forces spotted 24 Chinese Air Force planes, including J-10, J-11, J-16 and Su-30 fighters, as well as H-6 bombers, at 2 p.m. local time on Sunday, Reuters reported. Four Chinese naval ships engaging in joint combat readiness patrols were also seen. Related video, not again. Chinese Navy ship harasses U.S. destroyer during Taiwan Strait maneuver. On Thursday, 37 Chinese military aircraft flew into Taiwan's Air Defense Identification Zone, Breitbart reported. Some of the planes carried out aerial surveillance and long-distance navigation training, the ministry said in a statement. China does not recognize the median line nor Taiwan's sovereignty. The island split from China in 1949 after forces fled from the communist regime. For the past year, Chinese aircrafts have crossed the barrier. In response to the Chinese aggression, Taiwan has deployed its own fighter planes, ships and land-based missile system. Chinese forces have simulated an invasion by surrounding the island, according to Taiwan officials. In response to growing Chinese aggression, the Taiwan government reportedly bought 400 U.S. anti-ship missiles in April, Bloomberg reported. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin said the deal will undermine China's sovereignty and security interests, according to Bloomberg. Watch, CNN's Burnett, Xi does not care what Biden says on Taiwan. China said its growing aggression toward Taiwan is due to its relationship with the United States. The United States pursuing diplomatic relations with Taiwan is allegedly in violation of the CCP's One China policy, recognizing Beijing as the sole government of China, Fox News reported. Earlier this year, Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen traveled to the United States and met with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA. In response, Chinese vessels started a joint patrol and inspection in the central and northern waters of the Taiwan Strait, PBS reported. Taiwan authorities said this action has jeopardized regional stability. The CCP has also gone after U.S. military craft in the Taiwan Strait. In early June, a Chinese warship cut off a U.S. Navy ship, causing the destroyer to take evasive maneuvers to avoid a collision, ABC News reported. If China were to invade Taiwan, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said it would be devastating for the global economy. The whole world has a stake in maintaining peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait. The security of commercial shipping lanes and global supply chains depends on it, Austin said. And so does freedom of navigation worldwide. Make no mistake, conflict in the Taiwan Strait would be devastating.